Public health officials are to ramp up efforts to tackle coronavirus outbreaks in nursing homes and hospitals in response to a large increase of clusters of the disease in residential settings. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. Amongst the measures expected to be introduced are increased availability of personal protective equipment and health checks for nursing home staff. Outbreak teams that can go into nursing homes to assist staff are to be set up to combat clusters of the disease. And consideration is also being given to providing separate accommodation for some nursing home and hospital staff in order to minimise the risk of transmission of the virus. For its lead story, the Irish Independent leads with the line that some junior doctors in St James's Hospital in Dublin are working 24-hour shifts as hospitals come under increasing pressure as a result of the number of staff who have contracted the infection. Hoolihan hits out at hurtful fake news about nurse deaths. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which reports on comments made by Chief Medical Officer Tony Hoolihan as the highest number of daily deaths since the COVID-19 pandemic began was recorded yesterday at 17. He said that no nurses have died as a result of contracting the virus, despite rumours being circulated on social media. 50,000 could be infected. That's the lead headline in today's Belfast Telegraph, which reports that the number of COVID-19 deaths in Northern Ireland reached 28 yesterday. And that paper also runs with a particularly eerie front page picture of multiple graves which have been dug at Six Mile Cemetery in Antrim Town. A council spokesman is quoted saying that they have taken the preparatory measure in case staff working at the cemetery become ill over the coming weeks. If an off-licence is essential, so is a church. That comment, which was made yesterday by the Bishop of Derry, Donal McKeown, generates the lead headline in today's Irish News. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mail reports on how funeral directors are dealing with having to tell bereaved families that only 10 mourners can attend the funerals of their loved ones. Back in the front of the Times, it's reported there that critically ill Irish patients in COVID-19 intensive care units are to take part in a global clinical trial evaluating potential treatments for the virus. And finally, bereaved father Andrew McGinley, whose three young children were found dead in his home in Newcastle, County Dublin on the 24th of January, features in a story in the front of today's Examiner and inside today's Irish Daily Star. His wife, Deirdre Morley, has been charged with her murder, but has been too unwell to attend court. Last Friday, Andrew, who has been posting videos and memories of Connor, Dara and Carla on Twitter, tweeted a request for people to write to him as he self-isolates at home. And write to him they did. The paper runs with a picture of the two crates of post containing more than 1,000 letters which Andrew received as a result of his request.